In Australia, many will be keeping an eye on state borders, with some anxious that family and Christmas travel plans could be disrupted again. New South Wales and Victoria are vowing to keep their borders open despite the arrival of the Omicron variant, but travel to most other states and territories remains uncertain or facing restrictions. Catherine Gregory reports.
Many of us are counting down until the Christmas holidays, hoping to see family we've been separated from for months because of COVID border closures. But as more Omicron cases pop up in Australia, Sydney travel agent Penny Spencer says everyone is anxious.
The fact that it's Christmas is the big problem. If it was any other time of the year, people would not be feeling as anxious and nervous. But the fact that it's Christmas, they're nervous about travelling, about going overseas, even interstate right now, and not being able to get back or going into quarantine and rules changing every minute, every hour. They're very nervous.
It's a stark contrast to last month when Penny Spencer says travel bookings for Christmas and beyond were skyrocketing.
We just need to know exactly what's going to happen and then it'll come back again.
The premiers in New South Wales and Victoria say their borders will remain open and they're not pursuing an Omicron zero strategy, even as case numbers creep up in Sydney and the ACT. Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud has told Channel 9 he wants all state and territory leaders to hold their nerve.
It is now time to take that bold step, to trust one another, to take each other's hands and move forward together. And, you know, and I think if New South Wales and Victoria, the most populous states, can do that, I think that sends a very strong message to the rest of the states that we actually do need to work together.
Queensland's due to reopen its borders to fully vaccinated people for quarantine-free travel by December 17. After being shut to southern states for almost 6 months. Tasmania is also expected to do the same from December 15, while South Australia has taken a bit of a different approach for now. It's trying to contain a COVID cluster after reopening a couple of weeks ago and is now making all travellers from New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT test and isolate on arrival.
Because it's caught halfway, so essentially it's only just left the station in terms of opening up. According to the Doherty model, and things have been going to plan.
That's Dr. Chris Moy, the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, who lives in South Australia.
Now the spanner in the work has been thrown in with Omicron, and it's a very hard decision in terms of what you do. Obviously, for South Australia, the faster the data comes in about what's going on, first up in the numbers in the eastern states, and also the faster we get information about where we sit with Omicron, the easier decision will be.
And it's this watch and wait approach that Dr. Moy thinks non-COVID states like Queensland, Tasmania and WA should take. And while they do, he suggests they keep their borders closed.
They can then see what's happening with Omicron, because the time frame for really determining where we sit with Omicron is probably going to be over the next couple of weeks. We'll have a much better picture over that time about where we stand with Omicron, get a lot more numbers and be able to do some of that test tube testing to know where we stand with it.
In the meantime, there's an optimistic note for people who do catch the Omicron variant from Professor Catherine Bennett, the Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University.
We need to give it a bit of time to see how this pans out. But at this stage, it is presenting a little differently. And thankfully, that's on the mild side. So let's hope that continues as we follow these patients over the next week or so.
That's Deakin University's Professor Catherine Bennett and our reporter, Catherine Gregory.